Hello, welcome to the So Far Nameless podcast. I am your host, Matt Hodge, and these are my best friends in the whole wide world. Say hi, fellas.
Aww. Hello.
Hello. All right, fell.
You guys got to introduce yourselves. You forget about that part every single show.
Yeah, we. Hello, I'll go first. I'm Luke. I apologize, I still have a cough. So I apologize if I coughed and scare some headphone users.
Hello. I'm Willie, if you couldn't tell. Or, yeah. I'm the better one, if you...
Hey.
If you're one now.
I mean...
And then finally, our perpetual guest.
Esteemed guest.
I wouldn't call you esteemed.
Okay.
Our guest. That's where you say your name.
Jeremiah.
Yeah!
Woo! Jedediah, welcome to the show.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I thought that was funny. A lot of people probably didn't catch it. I called him the wrong name.
Funny bit. Just flew right over my head.
Yeah.
We're overthrowing you.
Yeah, you guys just aren't as smart.
Yeah, that's true.
Impeach him.
You can't do that. I fund the show.
Nah.
If Willie, if you want to start paying $15 a month to be able to post using RSS feed, be my guest.
No, you're just gonna have to keep doing that, but we're still gonna impeach you.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you're gonna
care about your log, Derek.
You're gonna make me pay for your all show.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Willie, what would we talk about on our podcast?
I don't know.
We would talk about
Subnautica theories.
Subnautica theories. Yeah.
That and only that.
Yeah, I'll change. Right, I'll make sure to change the. I could make another show right now. We could have sister shows.
Oh my goodness.
We could have. We could make it like I literally have that power with my subscription. I could make.
Matt, could we literally make 500 shows?
Yes, we could dominate the market.
Let's just absolutely flood the market with mediocre podcasts that are just absolutely just put no effort into them at all. Just awkward silence everywhere, bugs. It'd be nasty, but we just flood the market so you can't avoid them.
Speaking of markets, I'm going to add a new segment into each show.
Are we going shopping?
No, but Jeremiah, I'm going to make you talk a little bit more. Tell us what's going on in microeconomics. Take it away.
Well, I doubt any of you are going to know what an oligopoly is, so...
Ooh, I know,
no,
I know.
I love
let's talk about game theory, and not the one that you're thinking of, not the recently deceased MatPat.
MatPat is not dead.
He didn't die?
MatPat did not die. He just retired.
Yeah, he got bit in the frontal lobe.
Yeah, he did.
Oh my god.
Is that the bite of 87?
Is that the bite of 87?
So basically, if everyone knows what a box is, I'm gonna assume that. You stack like two boxes on top of each other, and then get another one of those stacks, slam them together. You have four boxes, right? Stay with me now. Now, on the left side, you're gonna have two options. It could be like higher, lower, jerk versus jerk, like anything. And then on the top, the same thing. Each one of those sides represents a choice what someone can make, and the contents of each box represent the outcomes of their decisions.
AKA profit.
Yes. Or in the case of something like the prisoner's dilemma, how many years you're going to be in prison.
Oh, wow.
Let's go in depth with the prisoner's dilemma here. I'm gonna pull up the prisoner's dilemma.
pull up sad images of prisoners.
The Prisoner's Dilemma is a it's a very famous demonstration.
I'll explain. Of game theory. I got it.
Yeah, okay.
This is straight from Google's AI overview. The Prisoner's Dilemma is a game theory thought experiment that illustrates a situation where individuals have an incentive to choose in a way that is not in their best interest as a group. How it works. Two rational individuals are faced with a choice between cooperating or defecting. Defecting is a rational choice for each individual, but cooperation would yield a higher payoff for both. The dilemma arises from the conflict between individual and collective rationality. Now, with prisoners, it would be two prisoners are offered a deal by the police. If they both hold out, they each serve 1 year in jail. If they both confess, each will have to serve 2 years in jail. And if only one of them confesses, the person goes free and the other serves 4 years in jail. So, essentially, it's a thought experiment that it shows basically that people don't trust each other. And if two prisoners are put in separate holding cells and are interrogated, odds are one of them is going to rat the other out for a better deal. And if one thinks that the other one is going to do that, he may also rat the other one out or do something else. Basically, it's just to help explain game theory, but I probably didn't.
Is this what are we referenced to the Beast Games?
Pretty much.
Actually, yeah, no, oh, yeah. It is kind of relevant in the Beast Games.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Beast Games fire. Anyone who doesn't enjoy absolute garbage, the Beast Games are like Squid Games, and they're run by Mr. Beast. Known
Mr. Beast.
What did he do again?
He's a YouTuber.
He's a YouTuber.
No, I thought he was like a criminal.
No.
Known YouTuber.
Why would he be a criminal? Let's explain. Let's go.
He enslaved people.
He enslaved people?
Yeah, let's just have conspiracy theories.
Oh, yeah. He was the one with the whip at the plantation. Okay.
No,
yeah.
We've already done the conspiracy theories episode. We're past that.
We can read topics.
What do you think this is? Distractible? I'm gonna keep making references because it's the only podcast. It's the only podcast
do you
I watch.
Think if we keep saying distractible over and over again, the algorithms will pick it up and like recommend us to people who watch Distractible?
That's actually my plan. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Distractible is a mid podcast.
Really?
Distractible is fire.
Mid.
Okay.
I'm just uncultured. So distracted.
Okay, guys, but you haven't heard Peak Podcast till you listen to the Hot Noms. I can't. I can't even say that out of my mouth.
He was gonna say Hawk Tua. He was gonna say Hawk Tua.
Talk Tua.
Actually, Talk Tua.
Sorry.
Yeah. You uncivilized swine.
You jerk! You were gonna say Hawk Tua podcast. I heard the Hawk.
Prove it.
I literally have it recorded.
Nah.
Guys, what is the theme of today?
The theme of today, or topic, if you're a professional, we're talking about space. The final frontier.
The final frontier.
The final frontier. Luke, your profile picture on Discord is very fitting. Ladies and gentlemen, Luke's profile picture is a holy cow that's out of this world.
Indeed, mm-hmm. It is a cow. But let's dive into, what is a cow? A fat mammal?
Yeah.
Or is it more than that?
What?
I don't know.
It's you, Luke.
Yes.
It is specifically a bovine. Does that satisfy your thirst for knowledge?
No.
It's actually a canine.
Or is it whatever it wants? I don't know. I'm trying to make a Twilight Zone.
Or is it? Is it your mom? Hmm.
Oh, you. Oh, come on.
These are the questions of the final frontier.
These, yes, we need to look into how long a cow can breathe on the moon. We need to look into whether or not cows are aliens sent from above. And
it has several stomachs.
It does have several stomachs. I've always found that fact strange.
It's very weird.
Do you know who else?
That's when you realize they eat grass.
You know,
and wood chips.
I also eat grass and wood chips. That's not that strange.
Did you know that cows also digest grass several times because they spit it back up and chew on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do the same.
Because their stomach can't digest it just one time.
Did you know? You know why they do that? Don't bite the grass. They wrap their tongues around it and then they pull.
It's true. That's why it makes a like a ripping sound when they're eating. He's right.
Yeah, like a little silver fish in Minecraft. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Yeah, kinda.
So anyway, the topic for today is Space, the Final Frontier. That's probably not what the title's gonna be. The title's just probably gonna be something I come up with as soon as we're done recording. Or maybe we'll end up talking about something else in the middle of the show.
A Space Odyssey.
That's... actually, that's a 2001 movie. Wait, no, that came out in 1999, didn't it?
Yeah, it was supposed to be about 2001, I think. No! Very good movie, by the way. Very, like, the most ahead of its time movie ever made.
It's like the 1970s, bro.
Wait, it is?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yes.
That's how good the camera work in it is. It is like, dude, it is such an old movie, but
it came out in
1968.
Holy shit. We didn't even land on the moon yet.
What?
It's literally, like, so ahead of its time.
What year did we land on the moon?
1969.
Okay. Wow. That's really impressive. Oh my gosh.
Right? It is by far the most impressive movie ever made.
It is the movie?
No, it's the B movie. Fun fact.
It also makes sense now why it says 2001 A Space Odyssey, because people in the past were greatly overestimating what their descendants could do.
Oh, like Back to the Future.
High hope for like the year 2000.
Yeah, yeah.
I really wish we had hoverboards, man. That'd be so cool.
Back to the Future did not get it that far off. If you're being honest, despite hovering cars, everything else does exist, because hoverboards actually do exist.
Holograms aren't used for advertisement. And I don't have self-lacing shoes. I don't have self-lacing shoes or a transparent tie.
They make self-lacing shoes.
Yeah, but I don't have them.
Just because you don't have them, but just because you don't have them doesn't mean that they, like, these things exist. In fact, there is technically a flying car that people have made.
It's just a helicopter.
It's kind of true, but no. They actually made a flying car that, like, actually flies. It's just like a little airplane, but it is a flying car that can legally drive on the road.
Wow. That's
kind of cool. Wow. Bombshell. Yeah.
Speaking of bombshells, explosions.
Bombshells.
Explosions. That is a very relevant thing in space travel. I'd like to talk about the Challenger mission, launched on January 28th, 1986, from the Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral, Florida. The Challenger blew up 73 seconds after liftoff and killed all 7 crew members. And didn't it also kill a teacher?
Yeah, I think one of the school teachers that was on there for a publicity stunt.
Mm-hmm, yep. Dude. Did you know that Big Bird from Sesame Street was supposed to be on the Challenger?
No, can you tell us more about that story?
I would love to. Let me just Google it.
God damn it.
Big Bird on the Challenger.
Big Bird?
Yes, Big Bird.
The Challenger.
Okay. History.com never failed me.
Wait a second. Hold up now.
Yes?
Hold on, everyone cut out. What is the also
shopping is hard.
Oh, there's an ad playing. There's an ad playing. I can't. Okay, I'm so sorry, listeners. That picked up. It decided to play an ad.
No, not don't hit him with the ad.
I'm not gonna use history.com because if it's gonna be playing audible ads throughout my episode, I'm going to not do that.
Yeah, that would be stinky.
Very.
What is that, Will? What was that? You want that man?
Okay, Muppet Wiki. We're going to Muppet Wiki. This is true. I'm not making it up, I swear. In the mid-1980s, NASA approached the Children's Television Workshop in the interest of getting the children of America to be more interested in the space program. Carol Spinney was meant to go into space on board... Carol Spinney is the puppeteer and voice actor for Big Bird. He was meant to be in the space... He was meant to go into space aboard this Challenger, and he was scheduled for the actual launch date. Sequences were filmed with Big Bird, but the task of sending the puppet suit proved way too complicated because Big Bird is freaking huge, and he did not fit in the cockpit for the space shuttle. Big Bird could have died.
Yes. Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
Well, he's calling again. Okay, really? Oh.
Could you not hear me?
I just hear deep we'll there.
Act like pop, there. Nothing Big ever Bird. Happened.
Well, nothing ever happened for the listeners.
I heard nothing yes. but Big Bird there, Mac.
I'm...
Now, Mac.
Yes.
Let me reach over and take a big gulp of my root beer.
Okay.
You don't know big what else you said. Is a big gulp? Yes. The scientific theory called the Big Gulp Theory.
Mm-hmm.
The Big Gulp Theory is a theory where a black hole could emerge right next to Earth or in our solar system any moment. Like, now we could be gone, sucked into a black hole. Any minute, it's possible.
Can I just say... I love it when you do your little scripted transitions. It makes me so happy. That was a joyful experience for me. It was full of whimsy. Honestly, I would applaud, but it wouldn't sound very good on the mic.
Oh, I got you. Hold on.
We're waiting.
I clapped.
They cannot hear it, Luke.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, I turned off the soundboard. I forgot how annoyed I was with it. Yeah, I turned it off.
How dare you?
I turned it off. The audience can no longer hear your obnoxious soundboards.
Speaking of not hearing, here's something that fascinates me about space. The fact that there is no sound.
Right, there's no sound. There's no air for the sound to travel on. That makes it very...
Exactly, yeah. So, if something exploded in space... You wouldn't hear it, like it would make a sound.
Right. Yeah. Correct.
Interesting. That's weird to me. To my little pea-sized brain.
The only thing
that doesn't make sound
that you would like sense from the explosion would be, I believe the heat. Jeremiah, you could correct me if I'm wrong.
Would you even feel heat because it's so cold?
The reason why it's so cold in space is that there's no thermal mass like surrounding you. Because on Earth, the air is always some temperature, but in space, everything around you is just nothing. There's nothing there.
So you wouldn't be able to feel the heat from the explosion.
If you do, that would be a big problem because that means your spacesuit's insulation is compromised.
Okay.
Probably by the explosion that just happened.
Probably the shards of metal ripping through your exosuit would probably not be very good.
Yeah.
So
also another thing is if the sun just stopped working, we wouldn't know about it for eight minutes.
8 minutes. We would not know. Because that's how long it takes for the sun's light to reach the Earth.
Which is a long fucking time considering moves very fast.
Okay, we've made ourselves PG-13 now.
Yeah, one that Jeremiah, there's allowed one per episode. You wasted it.
Oh no.
We're gonna have to say flip and frick for the rest of the episode. Come on, man.
Oh, what the flip, dude?
Flipping pancakes, dude.
Speaking of wasting, does anybody else also think that they wasted it on Guardians of the Galaxy 3?
Oh, yeah. 100. I thought the scene was wasted. Funny, but it needed...
A bit was funny, but, like, that's a big deal. The first one, that's a big deal.
First uncensored wasted. One. The first F word was actually in Iron Man 2, I believe it was.
That's true.
It was a senator saying, F you, Mr. Stark, F you, buddy. But it was censored by the news, so I guess they get a pass.
Yeah, that doesn't really count to me, though. Like, no, it was on stage. I think it was wasted.
Mantis, look out!
Mantis, watch out!
I love the Guardians of the Galaxy. Such...
I do, too.
Like, really good little series in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
For sure. Like... Marvel has definitely clearly had its ups and downs, especially in the past few years. Guardians of the Galaxy, A-okay in my book.
It stayed good pretty much the whole time.
Pretty much, yeah. It's kind of like, you know, the like horse that like either gradually gets better or just gets worse, like the meme for a movie trilogy?
Yeah.
That's kind of one movie that stays the solid horse every time.
Yeah.
Like, none of them were something special, but they were decent movies all throughout.
Yeah, bro was
like,
just
it never
a horse.
Took a dip.
I agree.
Yeah, bro's just straight up horse.
Yeah.
Technically, we are still talking about space, because those movies do
take place in space.
But what is space?
Nothing.
Is space anything above our atmosphere? Is space the absence of something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Interesting. When you're in the atmosphere of another planet, are you still in space?
No. Oh. So, the official classification of space is 100 kilometers above the sea level. That's when the pressure around you is low enough that they don't really care. You're not going to burn up if you go too fast, right?
Mm-hmm.
However... Mm-hmm. A low orbit, a LEO, low Earth orbit, encounters enough air to slow down over the course of weeks, months. Mm-hmm. So the International Space Station is sitting at, is it 140 or 255 kilometers above the surface?
I don't know.
Yeah, we're learning something here. You learn us something.
Yeah. Let him cook.
Let him cook.
Excuse me. The International Space Station orbits at a height of 400 kilometers, which is about 256 miles.
Okay.
It still is being slowed down significantly by the Earth's atmosphere. So we have decided to get all the astronauts off and throw it into the atmosphere because we don't want to keep sending rockets up there to keep push it faster because it slows down.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah, makes sense.
So if you hear anything about the ISS deorbiting, it's because it's doing it by, itself and we don't give a shit anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well... Have any of y'all ever been to a swimming pool?
Yes.
A few times, yes.
Whenever you're, like, swimming back to, like, climb out, do you ever, like, reach out to the ladder to get out of the pool?
Yeah.
Yeah, occasionally.
Well,
there's a theory that says gravity actually reaches out like that. The theory talking about how dark matter might not really be just stuff. It could be a misleading name for the odd behavior of gravity. Theory called modified Newtonian dynamics suggests that gravity does not fade away as quickly as current theories. this stronger gravity can fill the role of dark matter, holding together galaxies and clusters that would otherwise fly apart.
Hmm.
You're saying the gravity equation's wrong.
Mm-mm-mm. I mean, what I'm saying is gravity could be holding everything together.
Well, we know that. We just don't know where gravity's coming from.
But is this school time?
Isn't gravity just literally the warping of space-time?
Yes.
So, we know where it's coming from. Objects are so big that they warp space-time. That makes sense.
Yeah.
We've all seen the blanket.
The blanket. The
manner in which it warps, we don't know specifically yet, apparently.
I've watched Interstellar. I know how it warps.
I've watched Interstellar.
According to our model, right, it's supposed to be a lot less, and galaxies shouldn't really exist, but they do. So what's holding them together?
So that's what Williams was presenting with his theory there. Thank you, Neil deGrasse Tyson. We really appreciate that.
No problem. Y'all have heard of white holes before, right?
Yes. Instead of not letting light escape, it doesn't let light enter. Yeah.
No. It spits stuff out. It's spitting. Yes.
Are they made out of antimatter? Is that right?
They're just a theory. They're not. Yeah. They're not proven.
A space.
No, we
theory.
Saw one, Mac. Scientists have seen one.
No, they have not.
No.
They have.
No, they have not.
They've seen a black hole, but I don't think they've seen a white hole.
Spotted. Place it. Hold on. Doing research.
You know what else they...
There is no apparently evidence that white holes exist.
I've defeated the Wither and have turned on the beacon.
Okay, I'm gonna mute Luke now. So, apparently there is no evidence that white holes exist, but they are mathematically possible. And now I'm gonna unmute Luke. Luke, you're now unmuted.
Thanks.
So, mathematically, they are possible, but never once been seen out in a while.
Same deal with black holes until recently.
Yeah.
Where we picture one.
Yeah.
That's true.
Just interesting to think about.
Black holes are so cool. So scary, too.
Pretty creepy. Yeah, they're pretty creepy, though.
They break physics. That's not good. Don't like that.
Yeah, kinda.
That's why I think that physics, chemistry, all of our science, stupid. Let's just give up on it.
Yep, no. I was thinking of black holes ejecting material from a star ripped apart.
Yep, that did happen.
Yes, those are called accretion disks.
Mm-hmm. I love the accretion disk. It's so cool looking. The accretion, it looks similar to Saturn's rings, except for the fact that since black holes bend light around them, you can see both the back on the top and the back on the bottom around the black hole, which I think is so, so cool.
Hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So you can see it around the front. But then you can also see it around the back because of the way it makes light bend around it. And when it comes to what actually happens when you get near a black hole, there's a very, very educational video explaining how it happens. When you get sucked into a black hole, time from everyone except for your perspective would sort of stop for you. It said imagine sending your nemesis into a black hole. Your nemesis would wave at a constant rate, but to you it would seem like his wave was slowing down until eventually it would freeze, and then after a very, very long time he would just kind of fade into blackness. Very, very long time.
You know, I've also heard of another fade into black. It's actually a song from Metallica's Black Album.
Why does he find a way to bring him up every episode?
Ride the Lightning, if y'all haven't...
Everyone has heard Ride the White... Ride the Whitening. Everyone's heard Ride the Whitening.
That's about White Holes, actually. Ride the Whitening.
Ride the Whitening.
Ride the Whitening.
Smooth jazz is getting to me. I mentioned something, and then you absolute monkeys go into... Okay.
Don't compare me with these guys.
You are an intellectual self-proclaimed. Alright, I'm gonna mute Willie. Willie's muted.
We need to... Max, can we bring in Neil Tyson?
I don't think we can afford to have Neil deGrasse.
Can we afford that?
We cannot afford it.
Mac can attest, I look a lot alike Neil deGrasse Tyson, and I speak a lot like Neil deGrasse Tyson, and if it looks like Neil deGrasse Tyson and it talks like Neil deGrasse Tyson, it's probably Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Well, considering you said his name wrong every single time you said his name there.
Yeah, every single time. Didn't get it right one single time.
I'm pretty sure the last one you said it was Neil deGrasse.
DeGlass. Can we get Bill Nye?
We cannot afford Bill Nye. Also, he's kind of a prick. I don't want him on the show.
Yeah, he is kind of rude.
Also, he's not a scientist.
Yeah, he's truly not. He's just kind of an actor.
Yeah.
A smart actor.
No, he just regurgitates what other people have told him.
Interesting.
Like any good scientist should.
Yeah. I want some new theories out there. I want some mathematically plausible theories that have never even once been discussed before. That's what I
want. Water isn't wet.
That's not a mathematical theory, Luke.
Water becomes wet when it is... I don't know, man. I'm just trying to go into a bit.
Math.
Do it with math.
Math stinks.
It needs math for it to be a scientific theory. That's
math
not true.
Math is boring. It makes my head hurt.
Meth also makes my head hurt.
Do some visual calculus, man.
What?
Okay, hang on. Let me pull up the whiteboard.
The whiteboard?
I'm pulling up the whiteboard. I'm going to go
not
back.
Not the whiteboard.
William.
Do you all want to see the time it takes for two,
So.
Let me move.
Excuse me.
Sorry, I have returned.
This is a black hole. Oh boy, the audience can't see this. Never mind, forget everything.
Hold on, no, continue it.
No.
Continue it.
Okay, audience, I want you to imagine a black hole. It's very big. We're not doing this anymore.
Tommy, are you just demonstrating off of Interstellar where he gets the paper, he folds it in half, and shoves the pencil through?
No, I was not doing that, but do you see what Willie has been drawing?
No, I can't see it.
Oh my gosh.
You can't even get rid of that.
I'm trying to close the thingy, but it's not letting me... Okay. Leave.
I can't see it. Oh, dear.
Leave the activity. Oh, dear. Okay. Audience, we will switch to visuals soon so you'll understand what's happening. Probably by the next few episodes. You guys need to stop laughing. It's genuinely not that funny.
No!
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Alright, we're gonna go.
We're good.
Okay, are you done?
Yeah, we're good.
Maybe.
That is disappointing.
Shut up, boy.
For the audience's sake, as I was trying to draw an image of a black hole on Discord's whiteboard function, these hooligans drew some not-so-okay symbols all over the whiteboard. Which, if we ever switch to video, and they do that, they will all be fired and removed from the show.
No, please. We're just trying to lighten the mood. What is that, Lily?
We're allowed to be funny, but why does it have to be what you guys did?
We're drawing rocket ships, bro, for space.
Okay. That's not what you were drawing.
Oh, my creation!
It needs to be pointing.
Can we get back on track, please? Can you guys stop using the whiteboard?
Yes. Whiteboard down.
You just leave the whiteboard. Don't even look at the whiteboard. Leave the whiteboard alone.
All right.
Don't look at the whiteboard. Don't think at the whiteboard.
Don't even think about looking at it.
Leave the whiteboard. Look.
Jeremiah, would you like to take over as host?
What?
Do you want to be the... Please.
He's had enough of this.
I don't... It's... I can't control them.
Have you tried the lash yet?
I haven't tried the lash.
No, don't bring it back, please. Please, no.
Guys, if you don't behave, I'm going to have to. I'm sorry.
No.
It hurts him more than it hurts you.
It does. No, it does. It truly does.
Have a Scooby snack?
Yes, you will. You can have a Scooby snack if you cooperate.
Cooperate.
Okay, cooperate, sure.
Go ahead. Speaking. Go ahead, Matt.
Well, I don't want to be the only one speaking. I would like some discussion on space, planets, space missions.
What is everyone's favorite planet? And you can't say Pluto because it sucks and it's terrible.
And it's not a planet.
Justice for Pluto.
It's not a planet.
Just because it's far away doesn't mean it's not
just far away. Its orbit is not circular and it is not clear. It is exceptionally small for anything we'd even call a planet.
There's also a billion different smaller protoplanets, as Pluto would be called, all around our solar system. And if Pluto was a planet, they would all have to be planets too. And we can't just let everyone.
You know my favorite planet. Pluto, my favorite planet.
Sure.
Uranus.
Thank you.
You know why?
Why?
Because it rained diamonds.
Is that true?
What? Yeah.
Gas giant.
It's on Neptune as well.
Interesting.
Is the pressure great enough to fuse carbon into a diamond?
A constant rain.
What?
Wait, which planet is this?
Apparently it's both Neptune and Uranus.
I'm looking up to make sure I'm correct.
Max, can you get our legion of fact checkers, the 20 guys?
The ice giants, Uranus and Neptune, don't get nearly enough press.
Oh, I don't care about that.
At first glance, they're boring balls. But hiding beneath the outer layers of those worlds, there may be something spectacular. A constant rain of diamonds.
Maybe. That's the key word there.
So it's theoretical.
Ice giants may conjure the image of Tolkien-esque creature, but it's a name astronomers use to categorize the outermost planets. Yeah. I mean, of course they're going to say maybe. Do you want them to go on the planet and check?
Well, I mean, we've sent probes to, was it Mercury? I believe it was Mercury.
Mercury? Rip?
Yeah, I believe Russia sent probes to, what are the planets again? Gosh, I've...
Ami.
Venus.
Venus. No, it was Mercury. They sent probes to Mercury. It's the planet closest to the sun. What is it? What is that one?
That is Mercury. Oh.
Yeah, Mercury. They sent Russia sent probes to Mercury. And
really? That's awesome.
It's really hot. Mercury is really hot.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much all I got to say about Mercury.
It's so hot that any atmosphere that it collects is immediately burnt off by the scorching heat of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, guys. I actually sent a picture there, so that's probably why.
What?
Buddy.
Oh, okay. I got it. You're saying you're hot.
Speaking of space, I might have to leave soon. I have to help my aunt set up her Starlink.
That's okay. We're pretty much wrapping up soon.
Oh, actually, there wouldn't be a Starlink without stars.
There wouldn't be Earth without stars.
There wouldn't be much of anything without stars.
Yep.
It's true.
Actually...
Yeah.
All
right, good talk, guys. With that, I'm gonna go ahead and bring the episode to a close. Thank you so much for listening, dear fellas that decided to listen to the show. We're gonna stop doing the bit where we say that celebrities are gonna join us because they're not.
Aww. They're not. We're never going to have a
celebrity. Yeah. Sad, but true.
Celebrities true. Don't use Discord.
That was a Metallica reference, by the way.
Womp womp.
Okay.
Okay.
Does anyone else want to do the outro?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Luke's going to do the outro.
Ladies and gentlemen, remember that space is cool. And explore it, but keep a helmet on because your head will explode if you don't have one.
It will actually. Okay.
Luke, you're making a mockery of everything the show is known for.
The show has a new topic every. We're not known for anything. We bounce around the bowl.
You have done me a great injustice here today.
Am I fired?
Thank you for listening, and next time we will have Ryan Gosling.
Just said we're not doing that bit anymore.
Yep, it's back in. We're having Ryan Gosling. Goodbye,
amazing listeners. See you next time.
Goodbye, okay. And possibly farewell forever.
Listeners, I apologize. My friends are stupid. I'll see you next time, and don't forget... we're not experts on anything, so anything we say in the show, you probably should not take as fact. That's all for now. We'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.